This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tonight, it's Ian here.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We have been talking about business, specifically the idea of a cashless society. New York City now ruling in a almost unanimous vote to prohibit cashless businesses. So some businesses were trying to cut out cash. They wanted customers only pay with credit or debit cards or some other
electronic. We speculated here on the show about a potential Bitcoin-only business.
Well, yeah, because we actually did some, not just speculation, we did some research to look into the legal tender laws to see if there was actually a prohibition, because you and I, nobody, were talking about this as well. We were under the belief that it was prohibited to only accept something besides U.S. currency, but it's not.
I never really thought that was something they would or could enforce, because, you know, if it's legal to do 9 out of 10 of your deals in something other than, it would be a hard thing to prove.
But now, apparently, New York is doing just that.
Yeah, New York City specifically has outlawed cashless businesses, and we're going to talk more about that. You can share your thoughts, though, and bring up what you want. We've got Ronnie on the line in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, you were talking about, you said that businesses either have to grow or perish.
Yeah.
I have a very good example of a business that blows that out of the water.
All right.
I moved to Arkansas in 84 to live with my mom. And they have an ice cream company called Yarnell's in 1984, 85. You cannot buy Yarn, at that time, you could not buy Yarnell's ice cream outside the state of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to sell it outside the state because the bigger you get, then you start losing quality control if you expand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fast forward to currently, 35 years later, you still cannot buy Yarnell's ice cream outside the state of Arkansas. And people regularly drive in from Louisiana up to where my mom lives and
just to get ice cream.
Coolers and to get
the only thing a business has to do is satisfy the people
customers
that own it.
Right.
You can have a de facto nonprofit forever if you've got the money to pay for it.
Right. And another thing, like my niece would come here to visit me, and she would take dozens upon dozens of Crystal hamburgers, because you cannot get Crystals in Arkansas.
Yeah. So we do the same thing with White Castle sometimes.
Right. It's called making me hungry.
That's the same thing.
It's making me want to go to Waffle House.
So I was out of state.
Sorry, Ronnie, what was that?
By limiting their distribution to only inside the state, the state lines of Arkansas, they can control their distribution better, they can control their quality better, and this stuff is wonderful.
I think there's a wisdom to do that. As a pot dealer, there have been times in my life when I tried to have the biggest clientele possible, and there were times in my life when I tried to deal with just a select number of people. And I found that things went a lot smoother when I was dealing with a select number of people.
Right.
But Ronnie, great points. Anything else you want to share?
No, just I'm a random listener to you guys, and I agree with almost everything you guys are saying.
Thanks, brother.
Well, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you being out there. Call anytime. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll free number.
We're on 7 days a week.
We are, and I think we're actually on WGOW 7 days. Not all of our radio stations take the show all 7 nights, but some select killer stations do.
LRN.FM, 7 days a week.
That's true. 855, 450, free. But it's way more fun to listen on FM. You know, it's way more fun to listen on AM and FM broadcast radio, I got to say. So you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. And I know you're not going to like this, nobody, but James in Arizona is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm going to grab a smoke.
Bonjour, monsieur, Captain, Capitan, Capitan. And I have to call in to spill down on you like the previous caller or be like Gene. In fact, I never call in to agree with you guys because there's so much I disagree with you guys. But in my humble opinion, there's a 100% chance the Chinese government, as tyrannical and murderous as they are, aren't going to nuke 11 million people on this planet. Just
Let's hope
United
not.
States government, just as the United States government will never nuke an American city and then have losers like Ian Freeman blame it on the American government because the American government is never going to nuke their fellow Americans.
Well, that's not true. The American government has repeatedly bombed its own people on its own soil.
But they didn't nuke them, is what he's saying.
That's true. Yeah, okay. All right. You got a point there.
How many people were killed by a terrible administration, Clinton, that is, in Waco?
Dozens?
Okay, dozens. Out of 330 million people. But there is an argument to be made, in truth, that the psychopath, phony preacher that lies like Ian Freeman could have done the right thing. And a lot of people, those dozens of people, would still be alive today.
Wait, somehow had to do with the Waco killings? What are you saying?
What are you saying? Your example is if dozens of people, a particular incident in American history.
That wasn't my example. I didn't bring that up.
By American. Because
actually, he brought that up.
No, somebody earlier mentioned Waco when we were talking about it earlier, but it wasn't me. I didn't bring that up, James.
But let me.
But how about this? How about all of the people? You know, what James is calling in to say is that our government loves us, and they're going to. They would never bomb a city. They would never do something like that. It's our government. And well, what about? Okay, fine. Well, let's just accept that that's true. What about the fact that that very same government gang is putting millions of Americans behind bars for nonviolent crimes, so-called crimes like possession of drugs or alcohol or whatever?
Or jaywalking. There's some states that have cascading laws.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, does anybody know what a non sequitur is?
That's not a nonsense. Something that
yes,
doesn't
that
follow.
Yeah, that is a non sequitur, and I didn't ever defend the United States government for doing any of the things that you just said, nor will I ever.
Okay, so then you would agree that they are putting millions of people behind bars for nonviolent, peaceful, so-called crimes, and that is its own, you know, horrifying
it
situation.
Is. I mean, I was saying there are states where there's cascading laws, and that is, you know, you get X amount of misdemeanors, and like they can charge you as a felon.
Sure,
depending on you know what the misdemeanor is and all that kind of thing.
Here in New Hampshire, they've got what's called the habitual offender statute, where if you get enough major motor vehicle violations, your next pullover, you get arrested and you go to prison, and there's a minimum sentence of at least a year.
Yeah, so, I mean, is flipping off a cop considered a motor vehicle violation here in the Shire, or is that legal now?
That's usually legal in most states. That's not to say
it's
you won't
First
get arrested.
First Amendment protected, it's been tried in court many times that now if you get arrested for flipping off a cop, you will probably get a settlement.
In my mind, I've just invented the middle finger mobile. Right, it's like the Batmobile, except instead of the bat symbol, it's got a giant middle finger on it. It's got one on each side, on each door. It's got a couple of them, you know, hanging in the rear view mirror, flipping everybody off. It's got a giant one painted on the hood, just like Burt Reynolds named the movie.
Smokey and the Bandit.
It's got a giant middle finger on the front. And then if like a helicopter were chasing it, like the O.J. Simpson white Bronco, there would be a giant middle finger painted on the top of it as well. Flipping out
well,
whomever
that is
from above.
That is a business model because I see two revenue streams there. The first is whatever revenue you can kick up through your video feeds because obviously you're going to be recording all of your arrests.
Broadcasting live, the middle finger mobile drives around town.
Also, you'd want to put an attorney on retainer And when you do get arrested, if you flip off enough cops, you will get arrested, mm-hmm. even though it's illegal for them to arrest you. And you will get a settlement if that happens, almost certainly.
If you've got an attorney.
I'm also inspired.
Exactly. So have an attorney on retainer before you do it. Let them know your plan.
I'm inspired by a really bad movie called The Middle Finger. It's about a superhero who is a middle finger.
Hey, James, thanks for calling and mostly being on topic tonight. Appreciate that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here, the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you may join us. You may talk about whatever's on your mind. We were discussing the cashless society. New York City's going to stand in the way of it, saying...
New York City?
Yeah, get a rope.
New York City.
Saying that they are going to prohibit any businesses who would refuse cash. It is now going to become a finable offense by said business. We will tell you more about that. Plus, I do want you to know about AnyPay, which is a great tool to get away from these dollar systems entirely.
It sure is.
You can start taking cryptocurrency, unless you're in New York City, where you apparently have to take cash. But, of course, if you're in New York, you shouldn't expect any semblance of financial freedom, because it is the Empire State. So if you care about freedom, if you care about cryptocurrency, get the hell out of New York.
Yeah, definitely. I'm wondering what their definition of cash is, though.
That's a good question. You would have to check the statute, or, well, I guess it's not a statute. It's a
I'd like to see the language
code.
Of their definition, but yeah. I digress.
So go to AnyPayInc.com. You can get started accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash at your cash register. Or maybe you're a service provider and you go to your customers. You can easily accept with the AnyPay Cash Register app. You just download it for iOS or Android devices. They also have a web version as well, but the app's pretty sweet, and it works really easily. You just download it and get rolling accepting cryptocurrency. It's super fast. Plus, if you actually help sign up local businesses to accept crypto with AnyPay, then you can start getting rewarded from the AnyPay Ambassador Program. You make it happen, you receive the rewards, passive income, for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash and Dash at the businesses that you get started. So first you install the AnyPay Cash Register app for yourself. Set it up with your own addresses so you're all set. That way they can pay you
right
when you go and you sign up an actual business, like a brick-and-mortar local mom-and-pop business. And then let them know you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's their website, AnyPayInc.com. We go to...
Real quick, yeah. I just wanted to mention that here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have two, and it sounds like a third, convenience store about to accept cryptocurrency using
yes.
AnyPay. So if you're a business and you're on the fence about accepting cryptocurrency or using something like AnyPay to accept cryptocurrency, your common average convenience store clerk can...
Yes.
Trained on how to do this. It's
this
not
is
that
so
difficult.
Easy. Yeah. It's not hard to do this at all. And you don't want to be the second store to do it. You want to be the first store to accept cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Don't wait until your customer or your competitors
be an early adopter.
So, and don't let the price rise too much.
We go back to, well, it doesn't matter what the price is. You can accept the cryptocurrency easily with AnyPay. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It's just, you know, you want to get it earlier so you gain the advantage.
You get more crypto if it's lower priced. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Let's talk to John in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say that going cashless is a bad idea. I mean, it has its pros and cons. I mean, there's a lot of good things about it, but there's more bad things about it.
But shouldn't a business have the choice to be cashless or not, regardless of whether, you know, it's good or bad?
Yes.
A business should have the choice. Like, if a business wanted to not accept cash, they could choose to not accept cash, but it shouldn't be required by law, right?
I mean, if you want to run your business like that, I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, as long as it's not like a necessity. Like, I mean, if you need to go pay your bills, you should be able to pay in cash. I mean, most people don't do that, but you know what I mean? Like, I think New York is the worst place for that. I mean, if the power goes out, and the power has gone out in New York before, I mean, they had a large outage or something a long time ago, I remember. But you're going to want cash. I mean, you're going to need it. I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I mean, I think this is going to make some of those prepper guys go crazy. Those doomsday prepper guys go crazy.
Well, if I know preppers correctly, they have a stash of cash as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll have, you know, multiple things stashed away. They'll have some gold or
cigarettes.
Some silver, some cigarettes, alcohol,
prices.
Anything that can be used as currency or has been used as currency is fair game in that type of environment.
In a low-level crisis, you want to have dollars. In a crisis of the level that the government goes away, you don't want dollars.
Yeah. John?
What if I just want to, you know, buy some power tools or something from somebody, you know, just, you know, from like one of my buddies or something? I mean, that'd be horrible to not have cash. I mean, I have to trade something other than cash, and I don't know, you know, you know.
Well, the good news is
logical.
Silver, cryptocurrency, it's not too hard to find something people want.
Right. The good news is there are alternatives to cash. There are physical alternatives that you can use, like you just mentioned, gold or silver. Of course, there's the gold back that now exists that did not exist before October of this year, which, Captain, you and I are pretty excited about.
And the soon-to-becoming New Hampshire gold.
I'm definitely excited.
Oh, is that a secret?
Yeah. I don't know if that was a secret. But it's certainly not anymore. We don't know when. We don't know how soon. We don't know what they're going to look like.
It's in the hopper. It's not a real thing yet.
There's a good chance that that'll be a real thing sometime this year. Having gold, of course, is a better option in a down-and-out kind of situation, because once people realize government money isn't actually backed by anything, then it's going to become worthless.
Well, I mean, government money is backed by not killing you at tax time, because it's the only thing you can pay your taxes in.
That's true. Legal tender.
Exactly. So you have to be able to get cash to pay for not being killed. But as soon as they're not in a position to kill you anymore, cash loses all value.
That's a great point. John, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Shannon in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Shannon.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
This year I made like $50,000, and I got to pay like $1,500 into the IRS. Now, my neighbor, he only made like $15,000 this year. He's getting like $5,000 back.
Yeah.
Can somebody explain to me why he's getting that much money back?
Does he have kids? Is he filing ahead of household?
He has kids, too, so I mean,
So he's filing his head. So basically, if you have offspring, the government gives you incentive on your tax return, and that's why. It's really weird.
Well, they also want to discourage productive people, so they progressively tax productivity, meaning the more money that you make, the more you have to pay in taxes, because they would rather people be listless losers who are on welfare, because then they're dependent on the government.
But I think, Shannon, what you're trying to say...
He gets food stamps, too.
Yeah, of course he does.
If you get food stamps or Medicaid, shouldn't they be able to take that tax money back?
Yeah, you're illustrating the ridiculous proposition of taxation, right? And so just income tax alone, it's like the government says, hey, you owe us tax at the end of the year. And you go, okay, how much? And they go, oh, well, you have to figure that out for
if
yourself.
If you do it wrong, you go to prison.
And, yeah, and, well, what if I get it wrong? Oh, well, then we're going to arrest you and throw you in jail, right? Like, why can't the government just tell you what the number is every year?
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. Free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and call in on our Discord lines. You'll sound great if you do it over at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump's lawyers had their first chance to defend the president after 3 days of the Democrats' opening arguments. President Trump's attorney gave a two-hour preview of what is expected to be a vigorous defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone said, "We don't believe they've come anywhere close to meeting the burden for proof on what they're asking you to do." Attorneys continue to use the defense that the Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 elections. The defense will continue their arguments on Monday. The question of whether witnesses will be called has not yet been answered. A 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit southern Puerto Rico, raising concerns about an unstable infrastructure in a region that is hit by quakes every day for nearly a month. The newest quake comes a day after hundreds of people were evacuated from the earthquake shelters that flooded after heavy rains hit the U.S. territory. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight, guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Coming up in a matter of months, it's going to be time for ForkFest 2020. It's happening June 29th until July 5th. And there's a few firsts that are going to be occurring at this year's ForkFest.
I'm going to be there. That's a first.
That's one of them.
Is that really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
And there's also the first that it's going to be the first time that ForkFest happens after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It used to happen before, so this is going to be the first year it happens after.
Yeah, we pork and then we fork.
Indeed. And then there's also going to be the first time that it will happen during Independence Day. That's never happened before.
Or as I
either.
Like to call it, Dependence Day.
Well, not when we're celebrating it. It won't be that.
Indeed.
So you can join us because we will be there, and so will however many other people want to come out. And this last year, there was, I would say, a few hundred folks that came out to ForkFest 2019. So probably going to top that, would be my guess, in 2020. Because there was a lot of folks who couldn't come in 2019 that said they really wanted to join us, and they're planning on 2020. So get on over to ForkFest.party. What is it? It's a decentralized libertarian camping event, meaning that no one's in charge. Decentralized, meaning there's no tickets. There's no organization behind this. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers who make, you know, arbitrary decisions or bad decisions or whatever. It's each individual that decides what to bring to the table.
We make our own bad decisions.
And you can make a bad decision with your own campsite. That's up to you. Maybe nobody will come to join you on it. Or maybe
I might, especially if you make the right bad decisions.
Or maybe you can put something together that is really interesting and exciting and fun, and people will come to your campsite. And then, you know, you can hang out with some cool folks over at ForkFest 2020. Go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website that'll tell you a little bit more about the event and where it's happening, which is in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground.
I am so stoked.
It's a splendid location. You don't want to miss this. June 29th until July 5th. And again, it's as low of a cost of an event as you can get, right? There's the travel cost, so you have to get your butt to the campground. You have to have whatever you need to camp in, right? So if you're going to do tent camping, you probably want to have a tent. Otherwise, you're going to get rained on, probably, at some point. There's a good chance rain will happen over this week-long period. And it is a week. That's another thing with this one, because ForkFest previously had been like 5 days. Now it's a full week, Monday through Sunday. So come on up, June 29th through July 5th, Rogers Campground. Go to ForkFest.party. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Scott in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Scott.
How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, impeachment. I just do not know what happens to a president if they do get impeached.
Well, they take him out and shoot him behind the chemical shed.
Nothing, generally speaking, if you look historically at other presidents that have been impeached.
Yeah. And the argument has been made. Certainly Nixon was not prosecuted after he left office. Of course, he wasn't actually impeached and removed. He resigned before that could happen.
Well, none of them have been removed. Those who have been impeached have not been removed, which is the second part of the situation.
Yeah, the only one who's had to leave office as a result of an impeachment was Nixon, and he resigned before they
could. I am not a crook.
He was never even impeached. They never even got it to the House.
So, just to be clear, and I'm, by the way, no expert on this, but my understanding is Trump has been impeached at this point
in the same way
that Clinton was impeached in a sort of political move, and now there's this Senate trial thing that's happening, and he's probably not going to lose the Senate trial.
I'm almost certain he's going to get acquitted. What I want to know, though, is are they going to be able to make Biden and Hunter Biden testify, because that would be priceless.
But
I believe that somebody should be held accountable, like you guys are saying. And, you know, I'm just curious at this end of the spectrum for being impeached. It's a job. If I get fired from my job, I don't get any benefits back. I don't get any pay back. What about our president?
Well, that depends on what you negotiated on the way in. The golden parachute is specifically that. It's when you negotiate on the way in that even if you don't like me by the time I leave, I still get the following benefits.
Yeah, he does ask a good question, though, and I don't know the answer. If a president is impeached and removed, do they still get, like, a pension?
Correct. That's where I was going with that.
You're talking about
That's actually.
I mean,
that,
does he still get Secret Service protection for the rest of his life?
Sure.
Secret Service protection he'll almost certainly get.
I'm sure he probably gets all of the same crap that he would get if he.
But you aren't sure.
I don't know about the pension. I don't think it's laid out explicitly anywhere. So the thing is, it would probably be a matter that went to court if he was intent on collecting it. It's never happened before. It's not specified by law. But the thing is, Trump doesn't even take his salary, so I don't see him suing for a pension unless he finds himself in really hard times.
Exactly.
And again, it's interesting to think about, you know, political philosophy about what might happen, but I don't think anything's going to happen because nothing has happened to any other president that's been impeached. So
it's all political. It's all it is.
It's posturing just theater
for the election.
And, you know, nothing's going to happen.
It's just the Democrats playing to their base for the elections. That's all it is.
Except for sad ordeals for the American people, because he's probably one of the best presidents that's been in office, in my opinion, and it would be a sad day for us.
Not according to the bombs he's dropping on Brown. People.
He's allegedly dropping fewer bombs, though, than previous presidents.
Ooh.
I mean,
slightly less murder abroad.
Trump I can say one good thing about Trump, which is making him watch liberals scream at the sky is hilarious.
I will say, I'm on board. I'm on board. Donald Trump, the reality this season of the United States, this reality TV show that we have starring Donald Trump, has been entertaining and will continue to be entertaining, but mostly because he was already a reality TV star, and the expectations were incredibly low.
And have you seen the movie Serenity?
I really keep waiting to hear his famous quotes from TV. You're fired.
You're fired. Somebody.
But that's all he's been doing, right? Like, he's been firing people left and right the whole time.
And everybody's acting like that's a surprise.
Right.
And it's like, the guy did a reality show about firing people. Of course he fires a lot of people. And that's the thing. The thing is, I don't like Trump. He's a mass murderer for one thing, and although there are few groups that I discriminate against, mass murderers are one of them. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to like any president because they all have people killed on a regular basis. I'm not cool with that. But at the same time, I sometimes find myself playing the devil's advocate for Donald Trump, both because I'm just prone to playing the devil's advocate, but also, I mean, the devil and I are close friends, and, you know, he's not that bad a guy, but...
Well, and you got the home version after being on the TV show, right, of devil's advocate, so you can play the home game?
Oh, I didn't.
No, okay.
I didn't. Right. Is it based on the movie about the lawyers?
It's kind of like the socialist monopoly.
Scott, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not at all. Thanks for entertaining me. I'm going to hang up and get to work now.
Appreciate you being out there, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Epicurious calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Epicurious.
Epicurious, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to, you guys were talking about cryptocurrency again. And I just wanted to share some similarities I've seen with language in regards to cryptocurrency. So obviously, everyone's always talking about the benefits of cryptocurrency, and some of the benefits are that it's a non-national, non-government currency. It can be shared all over the world, and it can allow trade.
Epicurious, you seem to be building up to something. I want you to hang on. Are you on like a speaker or like a Bluetooth or something like that?
Bluetooth.
Yeah, the sound's kind of crappy. If you could take that off and just go straight on your phone if you're not driving, or if you are driving, pull over. And we're going to come back to you, and then we'll probably be able to understand you better. So stand by. Of course, the best bet is to call on the Discord server, because then you have like an instant upgrade in sound quality.
It does sound great.
And then even using your Bluetooth would be way, way better, I bet. But anyway, more coming up here with Epicurious, if we can understand him. This is Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at gcnlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCM.
MyPillowLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Moments remain, but there's enough time still for you to join us here tonight if you want to get on the lines. And if you get on our Discord server, you will sound really awesome, and it'll allow you to talk with other Free Talk Live listeners just about any old time you want to. They're in there, it seems like, 24/7.
I mean, I swear some of those people don't sleep ever.
It doesn't. Yeah, I think there's some problems with sleeping.
They've got it insomnia. Up and open on a browser tab at work. All the time.
I have it on all my devices. You know? It's on my cell phone. It's on my laptop. It's here in the studio. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And L Captain Kickass.
We're going to get back to the phones, to the fun. We got Epicurious on the line in New Hampshire, and I'm hoping that he disconnected his Bluetooth. Are you there?
I'm curious if he'll sound more epic.
Good question.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, it's better, I think. Go ahead.
So I think one of the reasons
definitely better.
So I think one of the reasons that people use cryptocurrencies is because, you know, it facilitates easier trade across international boundaries. Like it's not a government currency. Well, I think there's a certain similarity in language. Certain native languages can be a barrier to make it more, you know, challenging to travel, make people less willing to travel.
Sure.
And there's a sort of an equivalent to that. There's a language called Esperanto that I wanted other people to know a bit about.
Okay.
Esperanto is a planned language that was invented in like 1887, and I think this idea of a language like this would appeal to a lot of libertarians and voluntarists. It was designed to get past those language barriers. to facilitate peace through communication. Anyway, I'm on board so far.
I'm with you and against you on that. I'm of two minds, and here's why. There's an alternative to Esperanto, which is simplified English. And simplified English is taught, for example, to every flight controller, every air flight controller in every country in the world is able to speak simplified English. And simplified English is simplified in that every word has exactly one definition within their lexicon. They use a limited number of words, but it's a sufficient number to say every thing, just not poetically. And the reason that I would say simplified English would be the way to go is what, I mean, in the technology industry, we talk about installed base. There's a big installed base of English, and there's zero installed base of Esperanto.
Yeah.
It's interesting, the idea of having an invented and therefore orderly as opposed to evolved language, but
I'm
questionable. But the idea that a common language is essential to peace, yes. The more you understand people, the less you want to hurt them.
And I'm with the caller on the fact that, you know, cryptocurrencies are a language, right? It's math, right? Mathematics is a language, but cryptocurrencies are a language because human exchange is a language, right? The act of barter is a language. You're just communicating value. That's exactly what a cryptocurrency is. And so to have that in place, or, you know, any type of a simplified English or an Esperanza, you know, it can only help facilitate peace.
Now, Epicurious, are you trained on Esperanto? Are you a fluent speaker of it? Are you,
what did I say, Esperanza?
Yeah. Are you that interested in it, or are you just, like, think it's a cool idea?
No, it's a hobby. I've been learning it. I've been spending a few days on it every month for the last 6 months or more.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty
easy. At what level do you speak now?
I'd probably still be beginner. You know, it's not quite intermediate yet.
Have you found people you could have conversations with in Esperanto?
It must be on the internet, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. But no, I found people here in New Hampshire in the Liberty community that they're interested. They're also beginners in learning it.
That's awesome. As well.
I certainly would like to learn the language just because I would expect it to be orderly in ways that no evolved language could be orderly. And as a computer programmer, I think it might be a good language for me to learn to think in because of the orderly nature of it. But, so I would definitely be interested in learning the language. And it, you know, it might turn out because, you know, you can only think as clearly as you speak. You know?
Right. And, I've heard some very interesting facts about it. I've heard from several sources. Like, for instance, there's at least three TED Talks about Esperanto on YouTube that are very informative. But I've heard from several sources that it'll cut 2 years off the learning time of your target language, and simply because it's designed to be so user-friendly. Because, how do you describe it? It's regular, so every letter has one exact sound. Every noun ends with an O. Every adjective ends with an A. Every verb ends with an I. So it's all very, very regular, very predictable. Another thing I like to bring up is that, you know, English is very popular now, as was French, you know, for quite a while ago, and some say Mandarin will be a quote universal language soon. But all those come with baggage, especially English and like Spanish. There's a reason that they're so widely accepted. It's because of colonization. It's because of colonialism. It's because governments were, you know, rewriting native cultures as they were colonizing them by forcing their language onto people. So it's that's kind of why, you know, the idea of using a native language as a universal one is ideologically not very tasteful for me because
that's a good point. about using an invented language is it's not one culture saying use our language, not yours. It's almost right. saying use nobody's language so that we can all agree on somebody and nobody has to say your language is better than mine, but we can all, you know, communicate. And I don't know. If you ever come to Keene, look me up and talk to me in Esperanto.
I just want to tell our listeners, Esperanto, Esperanto, if you want. Yeah. It was invented by Polish ophthalmologist L.L. Zamenhof in 1887, when he published the book detailing, and I love this bit, Una Libro, first book, under the pseudonym Dr. Esperanto.
How about that? Captain Esperanto.
Captain Esperanto.
So, Epicurious, thanks for calling and sharing that here tonight. Now, I would say that it's not all...
What if we started issuing Esperantan passports?
Is there a country called Esperanto? Esperanto?
Well, there would be if somebody started issuing. It might be a distributed country.
It's hard to actually find who makes passports. I actually looked for that at one time. Like, where do you get a passport manufacturer?
Yeah, who's the guy who's the business that makes the books?
Well, the thing you do then is you find somebody who's done time for forgery and look them up. And they know a guy.
You want to find the one that hasn't done time for forgery.
Well, no, you find the one who has done time because that's the one you can find, but then you get him to refer you to the one who hasn't done time because that's
like
the one who isn't being watched. And the thing is, if you've done time for forgery and you're any good, you're going to be watched for the rest of your life.
So I don't know if the caller was correct, though, in suggesting that English is prominent simply because of, like, colonialism or whatever. I mean, that may be a factor, but ultimately, you can go to Asia, and there's a lot of English around there, and it's not like the United States has tried to muscle its way into that continent.
Vietnam, Korea.
Vietnam, yeah.
There was the opening of China, gunship diplomacy, they called it.
But the fact is, it's
we've
more
muscled
economics.
Our way into every continent on Earth.
It's more economics,
No stone unturned.
Sure.
There's no place we haven't.
The U.S. government hasn't ever really invaded China, though. And look, it's more economics, right? Like, it's about the money that people that speak English have. They want those people to feel comfortable traveling to these other countries. So there's a lot of signage, for instance, that's in both languages.
Oh, sure. And the other thing is, you know, if you want to go to work for a big American corporation, no matter where in the world you work, speaking English is going to be a plus.
There's not a lot of big cities on the planet where you can't get away without, by speaking English, right? It's very common that English is spoken in most major cities on the planet.
Yep. So we're out of time here tonight.
Pretend they don't,
You can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Check out Nobody at electnobody.com.
And send me money.
There's a new video up. You can check him out in front of the State House this week. And then you, Captain Kickass, lcaptainkickass.com. That's where you can go to get some of your musical accomplishments. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.